All right, let's see how this goes.
All right.
Hey, everyone. This is a late night edition of the Poking At You podcast, episode number 12, with Mark Olson of Liberty Lake, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, how goes it?
Oh, geez, man. When you fill up these water bottles too full, they get some kind of suction. It's crazy.
I spilled a Crunchwrap Taco Bell $5 box driving here to get to
this. We're too excited to see each other. How weird is that?
It's been too, what's it been, like four, 3, 5 weeks? I don't know.
It was before I started working.
Yeah, you're fine. I literally just got done pulling 15-hour shifts, so you could tell me it was a month ago and I would believe it.
So you're totally happy.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah.
This is moving. Stay there. I got to put my pop socket down. Sorry, guys. It's the way you are when you're a kid. Keep talking, Mark. Keep talking.
Oh.
Hey, so some new songs came out today. Tell us which ones they are. What are the names?
Oh, hold on. Now I got to pull it up. I don't have them memorized. So we got number one, Best Life.
Best Life Acoustic?
Regular.
Best Life. Yeah, that's like Tumble Down.
Yeah, no, okay. That's exactly what I thought. I was listening to it, and I'm like, this sounds like Mike, like, approached the guys like, hey, this quite didn't make the last Tumble Down record. What do you say we throw it in?
That's what they had to do. You and I talked about it, and I told you that they didn't want to do a Tumble Down Christmas song.
Right.
And, like, I know, like, Tumble Down just kind of dissolved at the same time this album was coming together.
Right.
And, like, you just hear nothing about it. So it's like, I know they just sat down and talked, and they're like, Mike, you got to give it everything to MXPX, or that's it.
That's
it.
Yeah.
I know it. Keep going.
All right, so number two.
That video is so fucking cool.
The bonfire?
Why were we there?
I think it was like a $800 deal, and I didn't quite
have it. I could have crashed that.
Do you know where they filmed it?
I would have found.
Okay.
I know now.
You're Bloodhound. You would have just found. I
feel really feisty. It was a very, like, the week, and it's only Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
This last 5 or 7 days has just been very feisty in the whole world, so I just am catching up.
Well, hey.
Watch out!
He's on one tonight, folks. He's on one.
Look at these trees, Mark. It's so freaking beautiful.
Well, that's because it's fall in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. You can't get this hardly anywhere else.
We're in a parking lot, and it's unbelievable. Okay, keep
going. Okay.
Sorry.
So, the band plays as we all go down. Hands down, favorite track. Now,
that might be my favorite track on the whole album.
I have played it over and over and over.
How many times so far? 10?
So we got the email, right? Uh-huh. Everybody that, you got the email. I had no access to it, so I just went to iTunes and bought the Best Life EP. So enjoy my $3.98, fellas, Well, money well spent.
Thank you.
With the EP, they also have the Let's Ride acoustic and Moments Like This acoustic. Loving both of those. Obviously, those have been out now for several months. Right. But I like the stripped-down version.
I haven't listened to them.
Oh, dear.
Hey, how about we play it on your phone while we're recording over here, but don't play it too loud.
Okay, I'll play it softly. Oh, hold on.
Play it very softly.
Oh, all right, tell me if it's too loud.
Let me put it here in my crotch.
There you go.
Keep going. Which one are we listening to? Let's Ride. Okay.
Let's Ride.
Yeah, turn it down.
All right, just a hair?
Oh, I can turn that down. Okay, I can figure it out.
This is straight live recording right now. You get all of it.
I bet you that's what he was doing. I remember, like, a couple weeks ago, he was in his studio in Texas.
Right.
Recording
with the live
feed.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what he was doing.
It could be. Well, it sounds like he's got either Tom, Chris, Yuri, one of the three boys backing up vocals on, I think it's Let's Ride.
What if it's Rhodes? Like, it could be Rhodes.
But, well, listen.
It could be Little Rhodes.
Turn it up. Tell me who you think it is.
On this one?
Yeah, this one.
Sounds like Tom.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It was Tom, but I was just enjoying it so much I didn't notice.
I love the artwork, dude.
Well, that's one thing that I really think they killed it with because, okay, so I got all three versions of my vinyl, right? And I love all three versions. They all look really cool. The collector's one
you
is
You opened
up.
Them all?
I opened them all. I literally, like, it was one of those, like, I couldn't even control myself. I just lost it. You know, but that was a long time coming. I was waiting for a while. And so, right. But yeah, then I saw the EP cover that they did, at least on iTunes, and it was like, that is just another sick variation on an already great cover. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't even know there was a video until I saw a comment section.
That's why I saw it first.
Yeah, okay.
I saw the video first from Jake.
Okay.
Walk Into the Light, at Walk Into the Light, posted. He was like surprised that it came out. He didn't even know.
Right, okay.
And so it's on Alt, at Alt Press, and I didn't see it on there either. So I was like, bonus.
I swear, there's so much information coming out right now.
Yeah.
Well, and that's when I saw the post about it, and I was like, what is this? Because where I'm working, it's terrible reception, and so it took me like 5 minutes to get my email, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I went to iTunes so I could listen to it on the way home.
Like a child.
Oh, I can't even wait for Christmas to open my presents. And so anyway, so I like went on there, and they had it, and I'm like, okay, I'll download it, and then I'm reading comments, and people are like, oh, that's so great. I love the video. And I'm like, there's a video for it?
Boom.
Because I thought it would have been the Horns EP. When I saw, oh, check your email, I'm thinking, the Horns EP is finally out. And then I, like, open it, and I'm
God,
like,
God, there's more coming.
Yeah. Embarrassment of riches this year.
I love it.
I'm telling you, it is insane.
We picked the right band. We couldn't have asked for something. Nobody else is taking care of anybody like this.
I literally, Summer of MXPX, that's all it is. I have worked my tail, like, off and listened to MXPX. That is my summer. Like, I think I did other things at some point, but I couldn't tell you what they were. And, yeah, but no, literally, that has been the best part about it is first you get Let's Ride's video and then Rolling Strong.
Yeah.
And then you get a whole album, which they announce.
It's 11-11, everyone.
11-11.
That's my time.
I know. It is. I swear, it's like you just got it unlocked.
When you start, it just hits.
I have not even paid attention to time all day, like. But then I went in at 6, so by the time it gets to this point, it's all just one big blob of...
Today was my long day. I went in at 7.
Okay.
And I'm off at 11. 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep, that's my long day. Sorry, I got a cold. Dying.
Jeez, get that NyQuil.
No, that's terrible. Don't do that stuff. Don't drink that stuff.
No NyQuil?
Stop doing it. Nothing.
I take Airborne. That's about the sum total. Yeah.
My kidneys are trashed, I guess.
Really?
I guess. I haven't done anything.
Oh.
I haven't done anything wrong. I just drink a little bit of NyQuil at times.
Really?
That's it.
Are you drinking it like Lil Wayne? A little bit of NyQuil?
Too much, I guess.
A little purple drink?
That's bad for you. Okay.
All right.
Back at it. It is the summer of MXPX.
It is.
We need to commemorate it somehow. How are we going to do it?
Oh. Well, you know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking a giveaway for the best Pokenatcha Punk costume.
Oh my gosh. We already got that.
I know. So I'm just going to piggyback on you.
I love piggybacking, man. Piggybacking is my favorite.
I mean,
as long as
piggybacking is done right and not shamelessly, you know, it's all good.
Well,
it's all
it good. Doesn't really matter. As long as you believe in it.
Yeah, so... What do you think?
So the songs go acoustic first?
No,
the order?
The acoustic are the last two.
Okay.
And then Best Life, and then the band plays Will We All Go Down or something to that effect.
Well, the band plays is it. That's it. I'm done. I'm done.
No, and like Best Life, it literally, the video is exactly what I kind of pictured when I heard it. I was like, this is like, oh, your buddies and some brews at the beach, hanging out with a bonfire, and then I saw the video, and I'm like, "All right, who did all the videos? Was it Brian?"
Brian did like The real, I think the single ones. He did,
because he did Moments. He did
Moments,
Rolling Strong, and Let's Run.
Somebody else did Rolling Strong.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A local guy.
Well, I saw that video and I'm like, geez, like, if this is Brian, he is like literally just got a vision
that's
that.
Jake. Jake did that.
Oh, Jake did the Best Life
There's
one?
There's two Jakes.
Okay.
So the one Jake is the studio manager.
Okay.
Okay, that's Jake. I'm sorry, it's late. I got a bad throat. It's Jake. And then the other Jake is a photographer / barber. Okay. So he comes in and he does video and stuff all the time. And that's at Walk Into the Light. That's Jake.
Okay.
That's Jake Langley.
Okay.
I haven't met him, but I'm sorry, Jake. The other Jake, I forgot your last name. Sorry.
It's late. It's
I've been
late.
Working all day. Calm down.
Working them fingers of the bone. Working them fingers. So, what... Okay. I gotta know, because this just... I was just having a normal day. They dropped this, like, bombshell on me.
Again.
Hey, here, have some more. Hey, oh, what? You're stuffed? Have some more. Enjoy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Make way for the turkey leg. You're good to go. But, literally... What are we thinking is going to be on the Horns EP? I want it out there.
Remember,
now. Like,
I can't even remember. What is it?
Because I don't think they've got any track list.
You know? Oh, you know what? I know what's going to be on.
No,
it.
You can't.
I know one song because it's in my head. It goes. There's moments like this. Bum bum, blah, and then wah, like blah.
Okay,
is how it's going to go. It's going to just go moments like this, bum, bum, blah, like the loudest saxophone-y thing or something.
Now,
I don't know.
Now, I imagine they're going to do a studio version of For Always like they did on the Left Coast, right?
For Always.
No. Yeah. No, for...
Wrong song.
What song did they do with the... On the Left Coast Live, there's a...
Oh, with the horns? Was it... heard that sound?
Or they've heard the sound, but I thought there was one other one.
I can't remember.
Doggone. Well, it's late. I'll forgive myself.
So
right
they're
now,
doing...
But...
Are they only doing new songs, right?
I don't know. See, that's like...
It's just the Horns EP.
I think it's just the Horns EP, mm-hmm. which I think they were, if I remember right, they were going to do some old favorites. And that's why I'm curious what's going to be on there. Apparently it's done. It's wrapped. They said they know when they're going to release it, but they're not telling anybody. So I'm curious what you, if you could hear one song with horns, what would it be?
Out of any song.
Any song.
Oh my God, this Best Life song is so fucking good. Man, the gang vocals are amazing.
I'm telling you though.
I'm so jealous.
It literally...
This is the best era ever. This last 3 months.
You remember when you had to wait, like, a long time? Like,
for
I don't know,
videos.
5 years in between plans.
Everything.
And now?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was just, like, pulling teeth to maybe get a single drop.
I was really happy with They. I was so happy with
Oh,
They.
I loved
it. Dude, it, so good.
And, but see, and that's... It was a great song. But it was 2 minutes, and I was like,
no,
I need, like, give me four.
I
give me a solid
that
five
song.
Or ten. Like,
I played it to death.
It literally.
And the video is amazing.
For They?
Yeah. It's just the lyric video.
Oh, okay,
it's
okay.
Got, like, you know.
See, now that they've released all these videos, I'm like, am I missing some along
so
the way?
So many videos, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be, like, a playlist.
Favorite video.
All time Horns EP song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're still Horns. Let's go.
Is that what I was doing?
Yeah. What?
It's one of the new songs. Moments. It's Moments. Because I keep hearing that saxophone in my head.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's going to be there. I know it is. I keep looking at that side of that bush next to the tree. Look how it goes from green right into red.
Right.
Gosh. Sorry. It's still amazing.
I am curious.
Okay.
I know we've talked a little back and forth. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. What is your favorite video out of all 11 videos? You get one. You don't get two or three.
God.
You get one. What is it and why? Go. I'm curious.
It's Pipe Dreams.
Pipe Dreams. Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay.
It matches my favorite song on the album.
Okay.
It is the It's the feeling that I got when I heard the song. I felt like it was the antidote to they.
That's what I've said
over and over again. And when I see that little skull guy and he gets that little third eye,
right?
And then the screen flips and he looks up and all those other third eyes start showing up.
Right.
I really feel I really feel like this is a simulation, and I feel like everything is based around me.
Okay.
And it's really weird, Mark, but I feel that that song, I felt they was written at the time. I was just listening all day long. I was working, sitting down all day, just putting these slides into a machine.
Right.
Listening to podcasts. And I was just eating up Joe Rogan and Trump and all of this stuff. And I was just obsessed. And it just seemed like an absolute story, a fake story. I was every day living, and I was so involved listening to everything. And then it just went kind of quiet, and all this stuff happened. And then this song came out, and I was just like, I don't even, like, nobody else has said anything like I'm saying like it. But it felt so good to hear, like, this was the answer to me. And
when
I see it, I just see that video. And I look at that little skull guy, and I feel like it's me.
Okay.
It's very strange.
Okay.
It's hit me. That song has hit me more. My voice is wavering than anything for years. Almost all of Plans Within Plans I knew already.
Right.
Okay. I already had heard all of them.
Right.
Except for the singles. Like, those were the new songs. There's a lot of old songs on there.
Right.
That were never released. So I've heard those songs, and I knew. I loved them.
Right.
Like, I mean, I loved them, but it just, you know, I was kind of spoiled the whole, it's like, it's been since the last full-length album.
Right.
In between that and the new album, that I really have been surprised.
Okay.
So I think it's my all-time favorite song.
Pipe Dreams.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I love it.
See, I got to go with the total... like, hitch in the feels bone, cliche moments like this.
Yeah.
Let's ride. Let's be honest. That was the top. But then moments when I heard that song, I thought, it just took me back to that, like, skateboard kid. And when I saw the way they did it, and I saw all the little, like, different life spots, and, like, it just looked awesome, which is funny because my son, he actually will watch that video very intently,
right?
And it's so
he's
funny
got that same feeling.
But it's so funny because, like, even like seeing the old, like, you can tell it was recorded on a camcorder,
right.
The earlier days, and it's like I was around for so much of that, like, it was Brian that did that one, correct?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just got it. He knew what it was. He knew what it needed to be. In fact, I reached out to him and I just said, listen, awesome job. That's why I'm pretty sure it's Brian, but of course it's getting late at night, so who can be sure? But yeah, that one hands down has to be my start to finish favorite video out of all of
that. And song.
That's
what you said, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, Let's Ride, and that's the thing, there's so many good ones, it's like picking a favorite kid, but it's, I think if I have to, you know, I love Disaster, I love Pipe, I mean, they're just all of them that I hate to pick it, but moments, and I think part of it is the placement, too. It's at the end, and it takes me back to life in general, Southbound I-5, for whatever reason. That song just always, like, held a special spot in my heart. And moments in that don't sound alike, but it's just, for some reason, it hits me like that.
We should put those in a mashup, put them over each other, and see what happens. It
do
might
it.
Be really cool. That'd be
do
super
it.
Easy.
Well, and you know that guitar part in Southbound I-5 at the end? That literally, the way
that
it...
could just be played over the whole thing.
My...
I'm going to do that first thing. First thing tomorrow when I wake up at 11 o'clock.
Sure.
I really like...
Don't worry. I got to be up at 4:45 a.m.
Hey, my girlfriend will be up at that time. I really like that song, and I really do. I like the video.
Okay.
I met Holly, like, in 2001.
Okay.
Like a week before they got married.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So seeing her in that video, you right. know, like the way that she used to look was is pretty neat. It's pretty funny.
Right.
Everybody's so not old, but it's been a long time.
Well, I started to realize that there's been a lot of changes between all the time that I've followed this band, you know,
right.
It's just, but that's what's so cool is I was thinking about a lot of bands that other bands that I enjoy that have been defunct or inactive for a very long time. You know, I mean, like Slick Shoes, mm-hmm. they took a break for a while. Huntington's, you know.
I'll tell you what, MXPX and Tom Cicciola, they brought them back.
Oh.
I guarantee all of these bands, Messed, everything, all of them, the reason is because of them.
Well, and that's the thing is I think that there's a better, and I think some of them fell victim to just what was going on in the industry. The money dried up.
There's no money.
And literally there was no money to be gained from it, and that's fine when you're young, but when you're getting in your mid-20s, late-20s, 30s, 40, you got to make a little bit of a living somehow, and you know, I mean, that's just the unfortunate thing. Some great talent dried up because they had to get day jobs like the rest of us. And no, I mean, but every time I see like the Huntingtons pop up or Dogwood, you know, I'm a huge
right,
Dogwood
they're next.
Fan. Like, yeah, I just am like, great. Like, even if they only play one-off shows and I never get to see them, I like that they're still doing something.
You can see videos, man. That's amazing. What YouTube does is just every time MXPX plays a show, the next morning I'll be there searching MXPX posted in the last day.
Right.
It's just so amazing.
Well, the show that I missed this summer, I looked it up. I got to see most of the show. It's literally
I haven't
like,
even done that.
It's just, you type in, I don't even remember what I typed in, but somebody had it broke down by
it's
song.
So great.
And so it was just like boom, boom, and you could kind of piece it together, and it's like,
what a great time.
We got to fix. Gotta fix.
We're living in the best time, easy.
Oh, you mean the fact that I didn't even have to drive to a Sam Goody to get my MXPX?
You couldn't even find where we were gonna meet.
In my own town.
In your own town.
Of less than 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not my fault. There's like 18 Liberty Mutuals around here.
Oh, now you just told everybody where I work they're gonna be over there tomorrow. They know where I work.
But there's 18 of them, and I can't find you, and I live here. So they don't know when you work, though. See, so that's...
I kind of think I told them.
Just bleep that part out. Make it sound really cool.
Like, I'm going to post this tonight as soon as we're out of here.
Oh, geez. All right, so favorite song? Band plays as we all go down?
I got to hear it. It's unbelievable.
It's... I think that's got to be my... If I'm picking off the four songs I downloaded, it's got to be track two on it. I mean, it's so good. And Best Life's great, too. Like, I love them both. But if I have to pick a winner, gun to my head, the band plays.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Okay, yeah, me too.
So,
I think it's my number two song in the whole album.
Really?
I'm not calling them EPs and all that. It's the album.
No, see, and that's where I'm kind of at, too. It's like, okay, it's an EP, right, whatever, but it's all one album. You know it's same
sesh. It sucks because it has no name as it is. So now you got to call it the MXPX EP? What a bummer.
Well, no, the Best Life EP.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's called that.
I didn't.
Well,
I know.
No, I think it is
That'll
called
work.
That.
Okay, well, that's the Best Life EP.
Okay,
that works.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be the MXPX EP.
They should have done that can in that orange color. They should have done more than one color. That's the thing. I've always said, do 500 of these, do 500 of these, and these. And then people are gonna go insane.
Oh yeah,
dude, that orange can would be unbelievable. The blue can's unbelievable.
There you go. There's your next idea. If you're listening, anyone with influence.
Nobody's listening. Don't worry.
Why did I just hear a little Pink Floyd in my head?
We so you went over to the
Total Wine.
Total Wine.
Yeah.
Today.
I called today. I went over. I don't know, when they released it? Last week? Week
no,
before?
No, I don't think it's out until the 12th.
Are you sure? I thought it was that. Maybe it's mail order only, because I thought you could...
Maybe you can order it early, but...
Yeah. I don't know. Last time they had the Left Coast... What was it? Left Coast Coast Brew? IPA? What was it?
I don't know.
It tasted like I bought Budweiser. Four cases of the dang thing.
You drank it all? You have some?
No, I still got some.
I got two cans.
I literally, my fridge, it sits there. I got this good buddy, Trav. He loves it. And he'll beg me, and I'll slide him one. But, yeah, I bought, my wife for a present was like, well, it's your band. Because I was just going to get, like, two of the four packs. And she was like, well, it's your band. You can get four. And so I grabbed, she goes, no, four cases.
What? Oh.
So I literally posted a picture of, like, me holding four cases of the Left Coast Brew or whatever it was called.
That's a lot.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And I'm not much a beer drinker, so that's yeah. I
listen to this. When was that out? Over a year ago, right?
Yeah, over a year ago.
That was the last beer that I drank.
Oh Jesus!
That's the last drop of alcohol to drink that I've drank.
Right.
How weird.
So it's been a minute. So
I'm gonna get wasted.
What you're saying is we need to get some Best Life.
I'm gonna get wasted. I'm just kidding. No, I probably won't be able to finish one. It's so filling.
Well, see, and that's I'm not a beer guy anymore.
No.
Because that's just it. It's like
and you just like lay there like a walrus or something.
Yeah. No, I'm not much. You know, I've slowed down in my old age.
I think there's just other things I'm not.
Dude, tell me that chorus though.
It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
I can't wait till you're out of my car and I can listen to it.
Sounds like it's time to
go. I'm just kidding. We got to talk a little bit more. Hey, so listen, guys. This was an emergency broadcast because it was such an amazing night. Mark lives 10 miles from my house, but now I work 2 miles from his. Right?
Yep.
So I was really excited. And like when I was texting him to go check his email and everything, I was on the clock and everything. And I was just like, oh, man, I only work 4 hours, so I got to get my shit done quick. And I'm like, I really want to talk about it. Like tonight we got to. I feel like a kid.
Yeah.
I feel like a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm 48. Today's my birthday.
You're kidding me.
I am. I'm 48. Today, on the 9th, today.
Wow. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 10 years ago, I drove down to Pocatello, Idaho to pick up the band.
Really?
Do you remember
that
poster?
It had the Dirty Harry.
Oh my gosh, what a cool poster that was.
No, in fact, they had a bootleg DVD of it, too.
Oh yeah, they did. Neutral Boy was there.
Remember when they did the bootleg series?
Yeah.
And they, because I've got a few of them.
I did the first two of them.
Yeah, because didn't they have one? They had a few of them. Like,
so cool.
I think they had one in Japan. They had like...
That one with Rancid.
Rancid. Yeah, and then they kind of moved away from that. And then they did, was it the Triple Threat? Three live shows on a DVD?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Which is funny because they came out with so many, I was like, oh, I'll get those later.
And then they stopped.
And then I never saw them again.
I want to see that Arthur one that... Went for the album release at the Minette.
Oh yeah,
it's a download, I think.
Do they have it on the merch arsenal?
I think so.
Huh?
Yeah, you should buy that.
Unless you borrow it.
what was I saying though? Oh, anyways, yeah. So listen, emergency broadcast. I love that. That song is amazing, Mike. Good job, guys. Emergency broadcast. So yep. I talked to Mark earlier, like this weekend or something, and I was like, dude, the podcast is kind of sucking right now. I can't chase people down, you know, repeatedly all the time, and I need help, or else I'm going to give up, because it's just, I can't talk to myself. So... I'm not going to talk to myself, and Mark can really talk. He talks well. He speaks well. And I think I can just chill a little bit more, too, so I think it'd be really cool. So I think he's going to join the podcast. I had one guest lined up, a pretty important guest, that I was thinking I was just going to go through and do on my own or whatever, but I don't know. We'll see what happens, even if they show up or not. But I think that's what I want to do, and no, I know that's what I want to do. And I'm also thinking, because this podcast is going to, it has to be an hour, unless we stop it and start again, because the it just stops at an hour.
Sure.
So if we want to go into overtime, we have to restart it. So the goal is to hit it an hour. But I was thinking also, I really liked talking to Daniel Leary from MXPX Rocks, or MXPX, not MXPX Rocks.
Memes?
MXPX Memes, at MXPX Memes. I think that he needs to have some kind of, he's really artistic. He's got a lot of stuff going on. And I think that he needs to have a little corner every second or third episode, you know?
Sure.
Like Daniel's Corner or something, so he can do some stuff.
It'll be like Bob Ross, but with MXPX
he
album
He kind
covers.
Of reminds me of Bob Ross. He soothes me like that. He just kind of soothes me like a bear or something.
So I'm just going to put a little happy punk rocker over here.
He's so good at his stuff. When I there was one time, man, it was late. I was sleep deprived, and it was on the weekend, and it was all MXPX time, you know, it was just hitting us. And I texted him one night, and I was like, would it be too much to do this picture of Tom, like maybe in the Star Wars theme, like floating on the Millennium Falcon? And he just like flew, he took it off. He just right. took off with it. And I was like, man, this guy is really, he's really good. So I think I need to talk to him about it before I tell the whole world like I just did. All 43 of you. But I think that'd be cool, too. I think that'd be pretty neat to share, get him involved in it, too. But then, so I don't know how we're going to do it. You know, what are we going to do? We're going to start dissecting stuff. I think I like to talk about individual songs.
Sure.
Mark and I talked about maybe we were going to start watching It Came from Bremerton. I was right, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
We're going to watch the three videos in order, the three movies in order, and talk about those a little bit. It's going to be a while, I think. That's a lot of stuff. We're going to have to take notes and stuff. Unless we walk.
My mind's a steel trap until about 11:15 at night.
Mark just poked at his forehead like he was going to just remember. I'm 48. You're like 30.
I don't remember what I did 20 minutes ago.
You were lost looking for me.
That's true.
I love those shoes, though, man. Those shoes are so cool. Are those Force?
I have no idea. They were Ross specials.
Right, they just look like Jordans, though.
Yeah.
Like original Jordans.
They're just literally black, gray, white-soled Nikes. Love them. Super comfortable. Especially having to be on your feet all day. You know what that's
like.
Are
you standing up all day?
It comes and goes. Hmm.
Well, I've been kind of tripping. I've been all messed up. I've been staying up really late, and then I have to wake up and take Cash to the bus stop. Then I go back to sleep for a little bit, and it's just like... It's just terrible. Probably, hopefully, I'll make it, you know, until it starts snowing, and then I just won't drive out there anymore. I'll just be like, done. But like, it's snowing. I can't make it.
Sorry. Unable to make it.
So we'll see. I'm so excited. I can't go. Talk, Mark.
Oh, talk. Let's see.
I'm so excited about that dang song.
I'm telling you.
There's got to be a video for it, right?
No, I literally looked for the video because I'm like, all right, they've got a video for every other song. Oh, they don't have one.
Why would they do that?
You know why? Because they're going to release it in like an email in 2 weeks.
Hey, 2 weeks from now, Tuesday. We should start that. That's a hashtag.
2 weeks ago, Tuesday.
2 weeks from now, Tuesday. Hashtag. Hashtag. Pound sign.
Pound sign.
2 weeks ago, Tuesday. 2 weeks from now, Tuesday. Somebody said that. Oh, man, I don't want to get political.
Pound sign.
How old people call that a pound?
No,
right?
Literally, I said when hashtags first came out, I said, "What's the pound sign mean? You mean the hashtag?
You are old.
What's a hashtag?" Hey, I was busy doing other things when the whole hashtag whatever came.
Somebody's got a joke about it. They say about the old people, and it was like a modern hashtag right now.
Right.
It's trending. And then they said, well, if an old person would say it, they would say, oh, pound me too. Freaking old people. Man.
Oh!
I love it. They're crazy.
Pound
me too. Mark, pound me too.
I like it. I like it. No, it's kind of funny though, but yeah, it's no. I think seriously, getting into the videos is going to be a lot of fun because there's going to be a lot of clips that are just
yeah.
I mean, think about it. even with Both Ends Burning, that was 5 years ago.
No, that's even
6 years ago. 12.
I think it was right when my son was born. It's six years old.
So that's 6 years
unbelievable.
Old. Now think about the B movie. That's yeah, 14 years old.
14 years ago. Yeah.
Now think it came from Bremerton. That's 20 almost years 20 ago. Years. Like,
I love it.
And that's the thing. Well, in fact, it's just I'm really looking forward to it because I haven't watched some of them in a while.
Yeah.
But you know, when we do B movie, we gotta dissect the EP that came with it too,
and the commercials. I love them.
Oh, gosh.
I'm in that. I did my commercial. You didn't even know it. I'm in the fan club commercial. I did that.
Were you really?
Uh-huh. It's in Arizona.
We need to look at those too.
I love those parts.
You remember those old promos they would like have for different things, like Tooth and Nail used to do them.
Like for Secret Weapon, all of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like
that was unbelievable.
They would just do like these little promo 20-30 second video clips. Yeah, we need. Well, it's like the was it all MXPX radio clips?
Yeah.
There's just these little nugget timepieces.
Nobody likes those.
Oh, I like them.
Not one person has said anything. Like, oh. Tom's talking on it. I'm like, guys, I don't know. It's so cool. I thought it was so cool. Just wait. There's funny ones.
Is there some pretty funny ones?
There's a lot of them. There's like 30 of them.
TBD?
To be determined. To be played later.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about... Oh, man. You said B-movie. Oh, no. Were you around when it came from Bremerton print poster? Screen printed poster?
Which one was that?
Oh, my gosh. It's the... It came from Bremerton with the... Creature from the Black Lagoon, and they screen printed it on like nice quality paper, $20. It was like 10 years ago. Oh my gosh, it was. So
I don't
cool.
think I don't remember that.
I gotta pull it out so we can.
No,
because
see, I've got the. No, I'm. So I've got the Teenage Politics one where he's breaking the chain.
Yeah,
that's the one I'm thinking of. I don't remember the. It
this
came
is
from,
on like heavy paper.
Like what they do a lot of the show posters
yes,
on now.
But,
okay,
but nicer, like more parchment paper or something.
Right,
like.
Right.
But
I don't remember this one at all.
I gotta find it. And show
yeah,
you. It's so cool. It sold out in like 4 hours, and there was 100 of them, $20 each.
See,
how much is that? 100 at $20. How much is that? $2,000?
Yeah.
That's not that much money.
No.
It was really cool.
But that's the thing, though. Those posters, they do such a limited run because they don't want to get stuck with them. I get that. But, boy, if you miss out, you miss out. Like the
I can't believe the collectors. I can only imagine how hard it is to get everything.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't try and get everything because that's a fool's errand.
I'm so freaking relieved to not have to do that anymore.
Well, and but that's the thing, though. It can become obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people are very good about staying on top and all that, and this is their hobby. Great. But, you know, you want to collect every poster and every scrap and every pick and every... I can't do that. It's too much.
You're a grown man. You got a kid. You've got a child.
Give me the records. Give me the CDs. Give me the cassettes.
I didn't get any
posters.
Albums. I will never not do that again. I want to punch myself in the face.
You didn't get one vinyl?
Nothing.
No vinyl?
Nothing.
Not a single vinyl? What's
not
that? Okay.
A single
okay.
vinyl. How stupid.
Yeah,
because
all they've got now is the signed copies on the Arsenal.
How stupid was that?
I thought about getting another copy of the regular one. And
how much is it?
$45.
What?
Well,
American money?
Plus $6 shipping and handling.
Oh, man. I'll wait. I'll see what eBay
Well,
got.
That's the thing is eBay, you know... Well, it's funny because the collector's edition, limited to $250.
Is it on there already?
Oh, yeah. $178.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. For 250 copies.
That's not bad.
Especially that it came with the flexi disc of their headline news.
With the tattoos, too?
With the removable tattoos, and yeah.
Are they removable?
Or temporary, that's what I meant. I mean, it depends on how hard you rub.
Well, yeah, you can remove them. You can't put them back on. Hey, I got removable tattoos.
Yep.
They're just like temporary ones.
Dude, I'm telling you though, that is the best press out of all three of them.
Are you sleeping with it?
No, because I don't want to bend it. It's in mint copy.
Have you played it?
No, no. So right now, because we're doing some house stuff, all my equipment's down.
Oh my god.
So I've stared at it a lot, quite a bit, and
somebody had a video of it today. I can't remember what song was playing, but I thought it sounds really nice.
Well, and that's the thing is, I'm like, I don't want to like half it when I put my like system together, and it's nothing fancy, but I want to make sure it's all set up because I don't want to be fussing with it. And then by the time you get it on the platter, it's like, oh, well, I got to pull this back off and go do other things. So I'm being patient. And plus, let's be honest, the album's been out for a while. I've heard it many, many times.
Yeah, it's not going to kill you.
So it's not, it's not like it came out on release day or anything like that and I'm missing out. But
does your turntable, does it flip it? Or no, you have to flip it yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to be getting up a lot.
So,
That's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh,
you're going to have to get two turntables and one on each A and B and just have them running or something. Or make a machine.
I've actually seen people do that where they'll get DJ turntables, have two of the same record, and they'll just...
So they don't have to flip it.
Yeah, that's the thing though. It, you know, it's not terrible to have to flip it after 15 minutes. No, the singles or the little 7 inches, those can get. It's like, oh, hold on, let me put this on, take a seat, and I'm up again changing it.
I've been annoyed because I've been listening to the album and it'll stop on moments, and so I got to like go to the app or whatever, and then like you know open the app and press it again. And it's just not going through.
Right.
It's upsetting me.
No, that's the one pressing that I wish MXPX would really redo. The, oh, dang it. It was a 7-inch. They had the Interpunk variant and the, what was that? What was the
was
one?
Was it Christmas Night of the Living Dead?
No, it was Left Coast.
Oh, Left Coast EP. No.
The Left Coast EP.
Left Coast EP?
Yeah, it had Shanghai. Yeah.
That first song was the best song.
I love that album, but they pressed it on a 7-inch.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song was so good.
They pressed it on a 7-inch EP, so it's literally like, oh, get up, flip, oh, get up, flip.
So how many songs are on each side?
Three, I think. Well, no, maybe it was four because they had...
Those instrumentals?
They had the instrumentals at the end. And so...
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that's where I want a repress. I want 12-inch copies of those EPs. And I want the dang on the cover pressed on white vinyl 12-inch. The original one. Because the original was pressed on two 10-inch.
10 inches, yeah.
And it... That's fine and all, but...
So why'd they do that? Just for fun?
I mean, it was, what, 95, 90... Yeah, 95 when they pressed that, and it's like... I think, honestly, they just... That was what was cool. Like, there's a lot of stuff... Well, in fact, I just saw on Tooth & Nail's Instagram, Pedro the Lion.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
Their old one, they're pressing it on a 10-inch. It's like, just do a 12-inch. Stop... You know, 7 or 12. That's about where I'm at. Don't need to do like a 5 3/4, carry the 2-inch. Like, no, just give me those two. I'm solid.
So, are you saying just one single 12-inch?
Oh, yeah. I think you could get on the cover on that.
Right.
It was only, what was it, only 8, 9 songs?
Yeah, it's just an EP.
So, yeah, amazing. I mean, it wouldn't be hard.
I never even once questioned why they did that.
Well, and because it's the gatefold and it's not, and it was on
the gatefold gets all messed up. I don't like it.
No, that was the thing that the gatefold literally mine is
every
well
one of them's
worn.
Jacked up. Every yeah. one of them's jacked up.
And
it's
so,
all bubbly and stuff in there.
Right, and you close it and it's like,
I don't like it.
Doing this whole thing, but
it's upsetting.
Yeah, no, that EP, if they could do a repress on just one 12-inch white, money.
And, so, you know, do you have that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
White and black or just white?
Just white.
They got white and black.
Yeah, I just saw
Kim posted some pictures of the stuff that was my collection and that Buffalo Test Press. It's pretty amazing. I didn't really think all that much. That's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah. No, Buffalo is one that I'm just like, I'm praying for a repress on that one, because that one.
You don't even have a black one? Just a regular one? Oh, man. Those were like candy back in the day.
Oh, no. In fact, buddy of mine bought one, and there's literally, it's sealed. Uh-huh. I think it was 150 or so bucks. There's a sticker on it from like Sam Goody or one of those, and it's like $7. I said, if I could go back and just grab a dozen of those.
That's what you would do?
Oh, man.
You wouldn't like go bet on the World Series or something. You'd go buy
them. No, I'd buy copies because I'd wear them all out. Like, what is this, Back to the Future?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You'd be at the Tooth and Nail
store. McFly!
Tooth and Nail record store in Seattle. You'd be there. And yeah. You'd be like, I'll take everything.
I'll just take one of each. One of each?
One?
Dude, no. Now, the Buffalo Pressing, I'd love to see. You know what? Just soup to nuts, start to finish. Do one pressing. Like, I'm telling you, do like Blink-182 did with theirs.
Yeah.
Their back catalog. They did one, and they released it a month. And it was in, like, the Hot Topics. You could do it online in the Arsenal. But, like, do 1,000 copies, or, you know, do a pre-order, whatever way you want to do it. But,
well, Tom Chinchilla, he's scared of that.
Of doing represses?
He's scared. Well, I don't know if they're allowed to do any of that stuff or anything. Sure. But with that Left Coast Live, I remember reading, he was like, everyone was like, you should have done more. Yeah. Or the Poking Atcha, too. He should have done more. And I guess Tom was not into it or something. You know, it's a risky thing.
Well, and that's why.
See, it's expensive.
I will say this. If you, especially with the back catalog, right? These albums, some of them have been out for 25 years, 15 years, 10 years. If you do a pre-order, right? Whatever ones you can do.
What about a Kickstarter, just like that?
Well, you could do the Kickstarter, or just to literally say, all right, for this month, these are the copies, and you can order 20 more than that if you want to throw them in the store for last-minute scragglers or 100 or whatever. And then,
how many are you saying? 1,000?
What album?
I don't know.
I'll put it to you this way. I think
it varies. That's cool.
I think that Pukenet. Well, yeah, because you could literally number them, right? When they come in, you just write it in. But
Pokenetcha, how many?
I think Pokenetcha.
They just did 100 of that album. 100.
I think you could really. I think Pokenetcha you'd probably
500. 750?
I think 750 is more my number. But you know, here's the thing.
That's something that you'll start. There'll be like 400 sold, and then they'll start sitting on their hands, and they'll be like, we can never do this again. We'll never sell all of them.
That's why you do the pre-order, though.
Right.
You commit the people that want to commit. And so, okay. So for 30 days, if you say, hey, Pokenetcha is on sale, buy it. And 1,722 people want to buy it. Well,
make 1,800 of them.
You make 1,800.
That's pretty cool.
And then you can leave those others, because guess what? You got the guys at the show or the people that, you know, life's going on. They didn't catch it. You give them an opportunity, because literally that leaves you with, what, 88 copies?
Yeah.
You can sell 88 copies. You can give them away as gifts. You could do it as a giveaway. There's a million things you can do with that. You know, so Teenage Politics, say maybe instead of 750, you're doing 1,000.
Right. Okay.
You know, okay. On the cover, maybe you're back at 400.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I think that would be 1,000 just because nobody has, you know, everybody's always complaining about it. They can't get it, you know?
Really?
I've had 12 of them in my life.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one doesn't seem.
I had a test press of On the Cover.
I mean, how many times do I see a Japanese, like, seller from eBay, but. You know, but then you get into like, so after that, life in general, I think you could easily,
2,500.
Oh, I think you could smoke probably close to 5,000 copies.
Jeez, that's so crazy. In 30 days, people would be dying.
I will put it to you this way. As spoiled as I was living in Seattle, with the fact that you're able, we had easy early access to life in general.
Uh-huh.
The East Coast... Still, I mean, for 6 months after that album came out, they still did not have access. That was a treasure piece that when they finally got it, they sucked it, absorbed it, read every liner note. Don't change the covers. Don't do any... If you want to do a variant, do that on your own time. Like, do just the same stuff in
just
a vinyl
exactly
form.
Just the same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. You know...
Just a reprint.
Just a
repress.
Repress. Like, you know, because I think live in general, I think 5,000 copies would be very manageable. Because you see them on eBay.
So how much are they selling for?
On eBay?
No, how much are the new ones that we're reprinting? How much are we selling them for?
Oh,
how much is the new album? $25?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I mean,
just the
if you did the three, I think it was upwards of 140, 150.
But the black one.
The black one?
Because we're selling
20
these
plus shipping. I would say this.
$30.
I would say $30 an album, mm-hmm. right? 20, 25 to 27 if it's maybe, you know, you want to get your price point a little bit better. Because that's the thing. The albums are made. The music's pressed. There might be some remixing you do or remastering. But
how about a box set all at once?
Oh, see, now, and I've seen Blink-182 do that. The
really?
Problem is...
They have all of it out?
I think it had everything from Buddha, Cheshire, Jeez. Dude Ranch, Enema, up till Neighborhoods.
That's unbelievable. I don't even know those albums. Oh, yeah, Neighborhoods.
That was the one, the last one with Tom DeLonge. Yeah,
artwork.
And... So all that being said, I think a box set is good. Now, here's the other thing. You can do a box set or you can do the pre-order. The problem with the box set, it's a big commitment.
Expensive, too.
I mean, you're talking shipping on a box set.
Yeah.
So you've got
$100?
Oh, you're having to ship it freight. Because
forget
Pukanacha,
that.
Teenage Politics, On the Cover, Life in General, Buffalo... I mean, you could, you know what I really think would be fun too? Do some pressings of some of the little like side EPs, like the Move to Bremerton EP.
That'd be insane.
Or maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you just want to make a super duper deluxe, Let It Happen.
That'd
you know, they
insane.
Did the deluxe version. You could do, I mean, maybe you don't want to fuss with all the weeds of the EPs because that could get messy.
Yeah.
And expensive and not be worth it, but...
If Tooth & Nail's already reprinting stuff, then MXPX is next.
Well,
They're going to come back again.
Well, they're waiting for anniversaries.
They're going to come back again. Again. It's crazy.
Well, and...
I know it.
You've got a group of people that are older. A lot of them have gotten into records more.
Yeah.
You know, when I bought Life in General, it was like... It was under $20. For some reason, I think it was like $12-15 plus shipping. Super inexpensive, like no big deal. Well, now a lot of other people have gotten into it. They want to get those records, but a lot of the copies are not that great.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean,
it would be really cool.
You know, and really, your later copies, you wouldn't need to press. You don't need to press a bunch of Secret Weapon
right.
or Plans. Or the new album, or you know, but hey, why don't we see? I mean, Ever Passing Moment, I could see easily probably 2,000.
God, that is such a disappointing vinyl. I mean, it's a great album. The vinyl is just like, here it is.
There's
nothing in it. The Ever Passing Moment booklet is amazing.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The pictures are
but
amazing.
See, and that's the thing, though. Don't skimp on these.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many records I buy, and you pull it out, and it's a sleeve and a record.
It's so boring.
Which is fine. But where's the liner notes? Where's the thing? I am not... If I want music, I've got Apple Music. I've got this music. There's a million choices for just music. I'm buying this to feel... and play and enjoy, and you can't even throw in a 12x12 piece of construction paper?
Exactly.
Like, I know what that's going to cost you, 5 cents.
I love that flexi disc. It's so cool. I said that before. Like I didn't know what it was called, but they
right.
put them in Mad magazines.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. And I think I remember telling Mike, I was like, man, it would be so amazing. How much does that cost?
Right.
How hard is it to put a single on there? How much
right.
is that? How much would it be?
See, and I full disclosure, I played one flexi disc my whole time ever. And it was from like Interpunk, they sent it, and I'm like, what is this? I had to, yeah, it was like, well, it was some promo, like right. one song, like so give it a spin. Awesome. So,
I think it's such a great idea, and it's such a cool little collectible.
Oh, it well, it is, and I love just the little writing on there, and it's cool. But no, I think if going back to the vinyl, I think if they were to get where they want to be, I mean, do a proper ever passing moment. Why don't we get? Why am I drawing a blank on that? Before Everything and After.
Yeah.
Never Been on Vinyl. Like, you know, get a good Renaissance EP pressing. Get a good, like, you know, Panic. Panic's great. I thought the pressing was very nice. Well done. You know, do a color, like, coordinated. You know, you could do...
That one is black and white, too, isn't it? The paper, the liner notes.
Oh, Panic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's it is.
So weird.
Well, see, but think about that. If you really wanted to make it fun, Pukanacha, do a light blue. Teenage, do a light green. On the cover, white. Life in General, baby really blue. Good. And do it something like that. I tell you what, people lose their dang minds on those different colors. Right. And it's something that would be very fun. You know, like Panic. They did like a gold yellow pressing. It went with the album. Yeah. It was, you know.
I love that color.
So.
That's a great idea. Good job, Mark.
Hey, I'm full of great ideas at like midnight.
It's we got 4 minutes to shut this thing down.
All right.
I can't wait to listen to that song. I'll be up all night with a purpose at least.
I'm probably going to pass out in the next 10 minutes, so.
All right. Keep talking, Mark. I'm going to drive over to the.
All right.
So, yeah, guys. So, if anybody wants to do podcasts still, that's cool, we can do that. It'll be great to be able to see how it goes with multiple people personalities. But you know, hit me up if you guys want to chat. We can set up a podcast and do our thing just like we always have, and Mark will be there. The Spokane at you punks, thinking about getting some hoodies. Okay.
That's a must.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. He said we must get hoodies. So Daniel's actually working on that artwork, and I think it's pretty cool. I think Joe Moxley at Legionnaire or Anchor Valley Wine or whatever, he said like 2 weeks ago, $15 hoodies.
Okay.
Dude, that's cheap.
I like it.
$15 hoodies is where it's at. So hopefully I got to hit him up. I'm going to see tomorrow and see what it is. And let's do that. And maybe if anybody wants them. I mean, we'll sell them for cost, right? And shipping. Not like we're going to make money off of it. Anyway, so that's cool. I've got something at home. I've got a screen.
Okay.
An old screen. And I'm going to get some little, inks.
Right.
Hobby Lobby or whatever. I'm going to make us some shirts as well.
I like it.
This one is a very nice one. You'll like it.
All right.
It's a surprise. You're going to love
surprises!
It.
Surprises!
What size are you, a medium? What are you, a medium?
I've been a medium since before 11? Junior high, yeah.
Mark's a big guy. He's not fat. He's just big.
He's big bone. Yeah. Husky is what they used to call us back in the day.
You fit in here. You fit in well.
It's that Taco Bell after the long shifts. It catches you, man.
I've been eating the cheesy bean and rice, the 99 center with no cheese in it.
Oh,
and it's
man.
All right.
I'm telling you, that Taco Bell is good. Anyways.
Are you stopping there every night?
No. I was doing it like... once, twice a week, then I quit. First time in like 2 months I've hit it up. So it's...
I'm stopping three or four times a week.
Really?
Just one burrito, though. That's
no,
it.
No. See, that's the thing, though. Like, I'll do, like, dinner before I go and do round two of this.
Oh, jeez.
But that's at, like, 5. And right. So by the time 10 time. Comes, I'm, like,
my
dying.
My tummy's hungry, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it, guys. So this episode was brought to you by who? I had a big old joke that I was going to say who it was brought to you by. And I forget every time.
Pound Me Too!
This episode is brought to you by Pound Me Too. Okay? Part 2. Thank you. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. And we hope you're excited. And we're all going to go listen to the band plays. It's amazing. Thanks, MXPX. Really, thank you. We love you. Thanks for everything you do. You guys are the best. All right? Say goodbye, Mark.
Doses.
No, you say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye, Mark.
Bah, bah. See you guys. Bye. See you next time.